Wait, we kind of gleaned over this. Do you ever get worried if, like, a young kid sits on your lap, you're going to get a boner?
It's not like worried.
I've worried about that before, for sure.
You definitely think about it. It's like, don't get a fucking... Because it's still pressure on your dick.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
True. I always
readjust,
yeah. Yeah, especially when you have kids. You know, your kid, like, sitting on your lap constantly. It's like, I wonder if people think about that. They're like... Because they're right on your fucking Johnson, dude. Yeah, I mean... It's not even like...
It's not every time. It's not every time I hold a kid. But it's not like... Every time I pick up a kid, I'm not like, don't get fucking hard.
Saying, like, it's the thoughts definitely occurred. You're like... That would suck if I got, like, a rager right now. But it's got to be, like, you know, if you have someone squirming around in your lap, that's just basic physics, dude. That's just dick skin and weight, like, you know? So, I don't know. I wonder if any new dad's getting hard for your kids. Let me know. That's just dick physics, dude. Kid just
squirming around.
Have you ever had an erection that you were unhappy that you had?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one?
Never really.
Any church boner.
Church, I kind of relish. I like getting like a
push them against
when
the
I
pew.
Kneel in church. I like to just sit there and rock and swing my balls around. That's always my favorite thing to do. Just kind of like move my butt around. Let my balls
I was tall enough at the time that the pew in front of me was right dick level. I could just mash it into that fucking thing.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was nice.
Or do like a little flip. That was like a fucking
tuck method. Yeah,
groundbreaking discovery in grade school to learn how to. I used to always get boners right before recess. I would sit there and just go like, "What the fuck?" And I look up, I'm like, "Oh my god, we're getting out of class in 5 minutes." It was crazy. Every time before, like, I was about to get up in grade school, I'd get a boner. So, we actually had a thing in our grade school. We used to call it it was like the boner club or some dumb shit. But we would, like, if you got a boner, you'd, like, stand up and like on gym day when people wore sweatpants. And you'd stand up and, like, just flex your boner to the class and sit
really?
Back down.
Yeah. Oh, you were in all boys school.
No, in grade school, I was with boys and girls. So, you'd stand up and, like, flex a boner and then, like, sit down. And then, like, you were supposed to do it when the teacher wasn't looking. And then we convinced a kid to, like, walk all the way to the tissues to grab a napkin. And, like, when he was up there, we're like, Tommy, what are you doing? He'd stand there with the boner. Classic.
Yeah. NRBs, dude. No reason boners.
But yeah, I've definitely had some boners that I'm like, what the fuck? But I don't know, though. More and more, it's like, I don't get them like that.
Yeah.
Like, if I get a boner, I'm like, sick, I got a fucking boner. Or now it's just like, you know, they're usually pretty appropriate.
Yeah, you don't get NRBs anymore. The older you get, you rarely get.
Once you become an old dog, dude, you got to fucking, you got to shake this old dog to wake him up, dude.
Yeah.
He's not just jumping around like he used to.
Nope.
Yeah, you're taking boner pills.
I only took it once. Well, twice.
Two chews?
Two blue chews.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. I'll give you one.
I have no need for it.
Gerben gets hard as fuck, dude. Yeah.
It's not about getting hard. It's about getting harder, dude.
Okay.
It's the same reason you're jacked and drinking muscle milk still. You can only get more jacked.
Okay.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn, Gerben's fucking mogging you, dude. Gerben's getting hard as fuck. Gerben gets hard as fuck, dude.
What's mog? What's mog?
Mog's when you like to stand over someone and physically intimidate them.
Dude, if you think I'm intimidated by Gerbies right now?
This thing's probably like katana steel, dude. He's probably like a folded over samurai sword, dude.
My penis?
Gerben gets hard as a fucking nail.
How hard were you when that cat kissed you seductively?
I wasn't gauging hardness degree. It was
Did you
more
jerk
just like,
off
oh
when
my
the cat
god,
left?
No, of course not.
You promise?
100% promise. I'm looking at you right in the eyes, telling you I did not masturbate.
When, like, how long transpired before you did masturbate after that?
I don't know.
How often do you masturbate?
Frequently.
How frequent? How often is that sink getting filled up?
Dude? I'd say.
Dude, how often do you need to go
pray
buy
for that
Drano?
Plumber, dude? Oh.
6 out of 7 days a week.
All right, that's fair.
So that was your Sabbath. You declared Sabbath when the cat gave you a boner. You're like, let me rest.
Well, it's very plausible that I had masturbated earlier in the day.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what was on your lip. Not the toothpaste. Maybe some of that clear semen. You couldn't see it. Right. Gerbies, this has been a dirty episode. Normally, Gerbies isn't that. You're very honest, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, I love Gerbies.
Gerbies comes on just full on.
But that story to me is not nearly as bad as the one I told last time.
Jesus,
the one you told last time is haunting.
Like, yeah, that was so funny.
You got fucking catfished into sending a fucking porn to somebody.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
I watched this video last night. This guy confronting a fat lady who catfished him.
Yeah,
it's pretty mean. She was like a fat, pretty clearly retarded lady.
Mm. And she catfished him.
And she catfished him, and he was in her apartment, like, filming her. And he was like, you're fucking ugly. Damn, you fucking dude. Tricked me. Damn. And she's like, I didn't trick you. It's just clearly a very lonely lady.
Yeah.
I mean, what she did was wrong, but that you gotta be able to be like, dude, all right, I forgive you.
If some lady like that went through that much trouble to like somehow you ever speak me into existence, yeah, dude, I'd fucking break her off. I'd be like, look, like, you gotta stop fucking blowing me up, and thanks for those sick beat sessions I had pretending you were a hot chick. You did a good job putting off the illusion, but like, we'll fuck, and then, you know.
You wouldn't fuck this lady.
I might.
You might take head, though.
I mean, that's a given.
Get head.
I'm going to close my eyes and take head, dude. No Gerbys, problem.
Did you get head that night?
Like, very, very briefly.
Just some courtesy head?
Yeah.
Some lubing it up head.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I was, yeah.
Nice. Were you sitting Indian style while you got it?
What? First of all, I can't sit Indian style.
You never sat Indian style and got head?
No.
It's the best way to get head.
Is that right? You were never...